a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Everybody's in one piece and we're able to do a show. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. His name is Darren.
Hello, friends.
Wait a minute, Darren, your microphone doesn't seem to be on. How about now?
How about now?
Oh.
I can go anytime I want.
We nearly lost you.
I was almost willing to go.
I know we don't want to spend a lot of time talking about health stuff. We don't want this to be just two old men talking about their health. But when I talked to you last week, that was as rough as I've ever heard you in 20 plus years of knowing you. And I believe what you said to me at one point was that, like, the last two times you've been sick, it's the sickest you've been your entire life.
Well, it's been the worst of what I've had to put up with the last couple times. And I don't know if that's just dumb luck or the aging process or what it is.
Dumb luck!
But the flu this time around was as hard as I've ever had it. So if you've had the flu, I sympathize. If you have not had the flu, do whatever you can to not get it, because it is a bitch this time.
Well, you not coming into the house, I think, really helped me for a couple of days, because I felt great all week long, and I need to not.
Well, that's why I got a hold of you at one point and said, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Right.
Because it all...
Well, you were asking, it sounded like you were asking, one, out of a genuine concern, and two, trying to put the pieces together to figure out how this happens.
No, I have no idea. Someone
there at the ballpark probably gave it to you.
It hit the fan right after we did the show a week ago today. Well, yeah, a week ago today. Hit the fan.
River Bandits released their promotional schedule for 2018.
Did they?
Yeah. I know promotional items are the bane of your existence because people are getting something
free stuff
from the River Bandits for nothing. I know it drives you crazy.
You're all freeloaders.
There's a lot of really great promotions this year at the River Bandits.
So do not get the flu.
Okay, that's good advice.
That's
as solid as advice as I've heard.
The hardest aching ever is what came with it.
Yeah, you said you're just up all night in pain.
Up all night in pain, and you couldn't sleep, blah, blah, blah. But it's over. I survived it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I can't get it again.
You've made it through the rain.
Not this time around.
Okay. Well, you mentioned that you had the flu, and that does remind me. There will be a brand new episode of Brood on this Saturday night.
No, you said not flued.
I'm glad you reminded me. This Saturday night at 10:35, right after WQAD News at 10, there will be a brand new episode. We're up in Dubuque, Iowa, my old stomping grounds, checking out a historical exhibit, and there's a great new brewery there called Seven Hills, plus the Back Pocket Tap Room. That's all in an all-new Brood.
See, I'm trying Saturday to pump as many fluids as I possibly can.
Well, he's currently drinking, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a 24-ounce can of Bud Light plus Clamato, or what is that?
Yeah, it's a chelada.
A chelada.
With salt and lime.
I had a dog's head fish ale that's now distributing in the state of Iowa. I got a sixer of it. It's called Sea Quench. And it's got a little sea salt in the beer.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, when you got a little sore throat, oh boy, does that hit the spot.
Almost worth having a sore throat
Well, I mean, I would imagine.
You know, scratching your own throat.
Not too salty, though. And not too scratchy, because it's got a little lime in it, too. You don't want to be lime in the scratches in your throat. I shouldn't think.
Unless you're that type.
And God didn't put me here to judge, Darren. That's not what it's all about. So anyway, we appreciate you guys being patient, although I will say this, there's a lot of podcasts where you got to wait a lot longer between episodes, so let's not beat us up too much.
But those are professionally done.
Well, yeah.
So there's a good reason that they take their time.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, this isn't Serial where we're doing 100 hours worth of interviews for one show.
I know.
That's a good point. I'm worried about Heather Locklear. What's going on with her? Have you seen this?
I don't know that I ever trusted her.
She got arrested again.
And who is she with? She beat up her boyfriend? I'm guessing she's with a younger guy, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
Well, someone who,
has to be.
I think if Heather Locklear wants to smack you around, that's the deal you make. Arrested on suspicion of domestic violence and assault on an officer. Oh, Heather,
doesn't
that's
sound
not
like
a
the
good
sort
look.
Of thing that Heather Thomas would do.
No, Heather Thomas is a law-abiding Heather.
Sweetheart.
Not a lot of details available, but one count of domestic violence is a felony, and three counts of battery of emergency personnel are all misdemeanors.
She should know better. She was a police officer.
On
T.J. Hooker.
T.J. Hooker. Right. Booked into the Ventura County Jail and was released. The mugshot of Heather Locklear.
Rough.
But still hot.
Okay. Hot, rough.
I mean, it's just like, oh. My first thought was, oh, she needs someone who could take care of her. Someone who can fix Heather Locklear.
You would probably need the full-on body condom with that one.
I guess she's, you know, I didn't realize all of her paramours through the years. I mean, I knew about Richie Zambora.
Yeah.
And who else was she married to for a time?
What's McCallit? You're Tommy Lee.
Yes, she was the original Tommy Lee girl. That's right. She was also with Scott Baio and David Spade. So
at the same time.
Oh, no. No.
Chachi ruins it
now,
again.
Was she of age when she was with Chachi, or are there allegations?
Well, I would think they got to be about the same age.
You would think
about
so,
the same
huh?
Same age, yeah.
Yeah, she looks rough in this mugshot. Yeah? But I think she could be fixed. I guess she just got out of rehab, and this is like the fifth time she's gotten out of rehab.
Uh-huh.
But you could work with that, right? Or is that just too far gone?
I'm going to have to hit her with a hose.
Yeah.
I'm going to take her out back, and, you know, we're going to...
She does look like she needs something, like an ice bath.
I'm going to hit you with the hose, and then maybe you can spend some time running through the sprinkler, and we'll see where this leads.
Sprinkler's on. I know it's on, Heather Locklear. I'm the one who turned it on. Booked at 1 o'clock in the morning, and then got released this morning at 5:48 after posting $20,000 bail. Not her first brush with the law. Arrested 10 years ago on suspicion of DUI. Pled no contest to reckless driving. Let's see. She was arrested. Yeah, this is just her latest arrest, but she's been in and out of rehab a bunch of times. We all want only good things for Heather Locklear. But this mugshot...
Yeah, she's had it good enough long enough.
Well, how old is she? She's got to be your age, right? Or older.
No, she's older than me.
So is she 60?
Not 60 yet.
You're pretty good
think.
At this.
I would say
you're usually pretty good at this.
I would,
how
say,
old
she, I would say she's probably about 57.
You're always very good at this. Let me put it in the Bozo pewter and see exactly how old Heather Locklear is. And the answer is, Darren, Heather Locklear, born September the 25th, 1961. So she's 56.
So she'll be 57.
And you are correct. Once again, your margin of error is marvelous, sir. Married to Tommy Lee from 1986 to 1993. And then Richie...
Boy, you would think that would be enough.
Richie Sambora from 1994 to 2007. Wow. She was a cop on Chips.
But at the very, very
no,
end?
No, no, no. She had a role on Chips. Okay, yeah. She was a cop on T.J. Hooker.
Yeah.
What was her character's name?
Don't know that one.
Officer Stacy Sheridan.
Nope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have got that.
No. No. You think Adrian Zmed ever put a move on her?
Probably a dance move. Probably some sort of like little spin move. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Adrian
isn't that
Zmed.
Sexy?
Wasn't that something?
Wouldn't it be crazy if we went to my trailer now?
You know who taught me that? That's right. Danny Terrio.
The Danny Terrio?
That's right.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. I'm going to take this call from Tommy Lee, and if that doesn't work out, Adrian Zmed,
you're in.
You are on deck, my friend.
All right. Who's Tommy Lee?
He sat and waited.
Sat throughout the rest of the 80s, waiting.
They got this record called Shot at the Devil. That's going nowhere. Then she'll be all mine.
Shot at the Devil. That's devil talk.
Part of the 80s satanic panic is what
Shout
that is.
Shot at the Devil. That's devil shouting.
She's gonna take a pass on Officer Vic Zmed. Romano, rookie partner to Sergeant T.J. Hooker. Not in this world.
You can't turn down a head of hair like this.
Adrian Zmed. Oh, aren't you marvelous? Yeah, I'm worried about her.
That Battle of the Network Stars didn't last long, did it? The reboot.
I remember talking about them bringing it back.
They brought it back.
I don't remember it ever
it was
being on.
No, it was on.
Well, because the Network Stars, it was like, there aren't any Network Stars anymore.
So well, so like, they didn't use, they just used the old ones.
I mean, at one point it was like Ian Ziering.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, the stars of
it was Balky.
Sharknado. And yeah, Balky
was on.
Yeah, but Balky's not on a network.
Balky's like doing the shot put.
Yeah. I bet that got higher ratings than the Winter Olympics, though.
I saw a decent amount of the Winter Olympics.
I watched very, very little. I watched more curling than anything.
I saw a decent amount of that.
Yeah. Yeah, the ratings were way down for the Winter Olympics this year, and that's just because
they actually got beat, right?
The Sochi Olympics, the ratings were way down, and they'd kill to have the records they had at Sochi, is basically what I read this morning. Yeah. That the ratings aren't good. Another thing is the NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, that got beat by, as you call him, News Fonzie.
Mm-hmm.
What's the...
David Muir.
The Take Your Kid to Work Day anchorman that Channel 8 has for the network news, David Muir. I love him, but here's the thing. That got higher ratings than the Lester Holt live from South Korea, which should not happen.
No, you wouldn't think.
So ABC is very happy about that. NBC is in full-on panic mode thinking, we got to get rid of this Lester Holt because nobody wants to watch Lester Holt. But you can't fire Lester Holt.
Well, you could, but it'd be... I don't know that he's going to take it very well.
Look what they did to our girl Tamron Hall.
Yeah.
They let her go to bring in this Megyn Kelly, who I guess is just a nightmare. There's a story on Page Six today about the stuff this Megyn Kelly pulls behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah? Such just as?
Not a good person.
Pulling people's hair and that sort
just,
of thing?
Just or? Not a good person. Yeah, just pulling all kinds of power trips and... And trying to get people in trouble.
I like it.
Yeah.
Tell me
more. I figured you would.
I do. I like that.
Behind the scenes.
She's kind of naughty, huh?
Her former makeup artist is claiming that Megyn Kelly goes out of her way to make other female staffers cry.
Oh, that's marvelous.
She's a hypocrite, they say. According to Irene Halpern, a Fox News makeup artist for 20 years... She says, Megyn Kelly is disrespectful. She's not for women. She's extremely mean and rude to women.
Well, that would be fun to be around to watch that.
Halpern says, Megyn Kelly always got her makeup done at 8 o'clock in the morning, but showed up 30 minutes early one day and tried to kick a female reporter out of the makeup chair.
That's right.
I told her, please have a seat in the green room or start your hair first. And she said, no, I want to get done and I want to get done now. Megan snapped her finger and pointed at the reporter and said, you, get out of the chair. The next day, this Halpern says, my boss called me. Megan went and lied to management and said that I couldn't come into work on time because I had child care issues. Oh, boy. She was difficult and demanding. And if you didn't know what to do what she wanted, she would try and get you in
trouble.
Who
did I see that Matt Lauer had some sort of relations with? Oh, it was...
America's Princess.
Yeah, you're Meghan Markle.
Yeah, that's in the Inquirer, though. That's not real.
Well,
that's not real. Is it?
It could be.
Could be. Could be.
He had his hands on all of them.
Yeah, you might be right about that one. You want to get into the top five things?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, top five things.
The Dave and Darren top five things. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO.
Oh, boy.
That tastes good?
I've never had this before. I'm enjoying a New Belgium 1554 black lager. And
lager.
That's good stuff.
Lager.
Lager.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road, next to Green Buick and Davenport. The bridal sale is going on now. Come in and check out their engagement rings starting at just $350. And their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. They're open Tuesdays through Saturdays starting at 9 a.m. Make sure you check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. That was my last meal right before the flu kicked in. Loaded up on a foot-long Italian.
Did you have the thought at some point like that it may have been your last meal, and at least you had no regrets?
Kind of. Yes, kind of. It's like, well, it was a last meal done correctly.
Right. And the last time I ate something and felt good about it.
Would you like hot peppers or sweet peppers? Both.
The answer is
yes. If I'm going down for the last time, the answer is both.
The answer is both. Didn't you get my fax?
No, they did not get the fax.
That's right. People quit sending them faxes. The machine does not work.
The Capriotti's shop on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. Also, the Capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. I saw where Martha Stewart was making Russian dressing the other day. And I guess I never realized that Russian dressing is the same thing as Thousand Island dressing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the one who told me that.
I did?
Yeah. You told me that years ago.
I did?
Yeah. What's secret sauce at McDonald's?
Thousand Island dressing.
And, yeah, and it's also Russian dressing. Same thing. You're the one who told me that.
See, maybe that got wiped out during the flu.
You're the one who told me that.
Okay.
They call it secret sauce. It's just Thousand Island, which is essentially Russian dressing. I know you've told me that.
Maybe I'm...
You know, they say salad dressing is the first thing to go in your brain.
It is the first thing to go. Taste the Capriotti's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed, oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriotti's slow-roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand-pulled daily. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And I believe that gets us to the top five things.
Thousand Island doesn't have mayo. That's the difference, though.
Thousand Island doesn't have mayo?
Yeah. Yeah, Russian dressing calls for mayonnaise, chili sauce, and ketchup. Thousand Island has a hard-cooked egg, lemon, and orange juice, cream, and sweet pickle relish or olives.
Okay, so they don't have mayo in it. I could have swore it has mayo in it.
But they're close.
I mean, cream and mayonnaise, essentially the same thing.
I've been saying that for years.
Number one.
Number one on the old top five things today. Apple is going to be rolling out a new product that they're very excited about. They call it Air Power. They'll be rolling this out sometime in March. It's a mat that you plug into a wall, and then you can charge your phone and your watch and your AirBud speakers by just putting it on the mat. No more plugging your phone into charge.
Okay, so not like a mat you would sleep on, nothing that big.
You would have to be very tiny to sleep on this mat. Yes, the Air Power, which, by the way, they wanted this thing on store shelves. I think they wanted this out in time for Christmas. And it keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed. No one knows what is taking them so long. But yeah, the Air Power will be coming out. They'll be rolling that out in March. A wireless charging mat. Is it that much of a hassle plugging your phone in?
I haven't found that it is.
Again, these are problems getting solved that I don't think are problems. Like, fix the battery so I don't have to charge it so much. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
But the idea of plugging my phone into a charger, as opposed to just laying it on the table, that's not that much effort you're saving me.
Not a ton.
Right?
There are other efforts that I wish I could get more help with.
Right. And the idea of another wireless thing... I'm starting to get freaked out by all the Wi-Fi and everything.
You should.
Like, at some point, I'm starting to become a conspiracy theorist with all this Wi-Fi stuff.
They know everything.
It can't be healthy.
They know everything.
I'm not even
They could put you in jail tomorrow.
No, not me, because I'm boring. But I'm talking like all the radiation. We don't know what all this stuff is doing to us. All this Wi-Fi and whatnot.
I think it's going to start turning our hairs colors that don't exist.
Well, here's hoping. That would
Look at me. That's like what?
Yeah, aren't I marvelous?
It's like the Hunger Games.
Hello there.
Hunger Games.
Hello there, Hunger Games. Alabama, they're very excited. One in a million, they call it.
I heard about this.
A yellow cardinal has been spotted. Auburn University researchers say they have spotted a yellow cardinal. It looks fantastic. I mean, just a picture of cardinal. But instead of red feathers, it's got like Big Bird yellow feathers.
Mm-hmm.
It's that color. An extremely rare yellow cardinal has birders and biologists just going out of their minds in Alabama. And now pictures of this yellow cardinal are circulating all over social media. The yellow cardinal is not getting any rest now.
Will that turn into some sort of giveaway down in St. Louis? The yellow cardinal.
Oh, I like that.
Or like a yellow cardinal jersey.
It's not bad. I like the way you think. This cardinal is an adult male, and it's in the same species as the common red cardinal, but it carries a genetic mutation that causes what would normally be brilliant red feathers. Instead, they're a bright yellow.
Who's that reggae singer, Yellow Man?
Yeah?
Have you ever seen Yellow Man?
I'm not familiar.
He's an interesting looking character.
Is he? What, has he got jaundice? Has he got liver damage? Why is he Yellow Man?
Look up Yellow Man. He's a...
Yellow Man to me sounds like the... Go and kill the Yellow Man!
No, it's... He's a...
Had a brother, AK son, killing that Yellow Man! Yeah! I'm looking at pictures of Yellow Man here. Yeah.
He's an interesting-looking fellow.
He's also a genetic mutation, then, right?
He clearly is.
Is he got... He's an albino?
I think he's an albino.
Okay. And something goofy going on with his mouth. Like he's got like...
That has nothing to do with being an albino.
Yellow Man. Well, he I'm sure he's a talented cat.
Sure.
I'm just not...
down with his records?
How are you aware of Yellow Man?
He's been around forever.
Number three, it's another installment of We Can't Believe Darren Wasn't on This Flight. Earlier this morning, a panicked United passenger popped open the chute and used the emergency exit to get off a plane. This was a flight that departed at midnight, 5 hours behind schedule, because this maniac... United Airlines flight from New Jersey to Tampa unable to take off after a passenger escaped the plane by opening the emergency exit door and jumping off using the inflatable slide. The passenger started freaking out. When cops got to the scene, he was yelling that he didn't belong on the plane because he was on the wrong flight. I don't know how you get on the wrong flight in this day and age. Don't they scan your tickets?
I don't think I've ever even come close.
I don't understand how in 2018 anyone can get on the wrong plane. And it turns out that when they check things out, he was supposed to be on that flight from Newark to Tampa.
So just shut up.
Yeah. So this is just someone, someone who's a damn cuckoo.
They didn't ask him that?
25-year-old Troy
Fadden. Before you completely freak out, don't you go, hey, where is this flight going?
I'm not supposed to be on this flight.
Which flight, where are you supposed to be going? Well, that's where we're going.
Well, they do say, you know, before we
leave. I mean,
leave.
Couldn't you ask the person next to you? I'm sorry, where is this? What is this?
Are you going to Tampa on business? Tampa? This plane's going to Helsinki. What? But he was supposed to be going to Tampa anyway, so it's just a maniac, basically.
Right.
Everyone had to get off the plane, and then they had to repack the chute and everything. So your flight is delayed 5 hours because this knucklehead couldn't handle being on an airplane. Again, if you don't think you can handle being on an airplane, and I get it, it's a mind bender. The fact that something that weighs a couple of tons is going to fly through the air at
hundreds
of miles an hour
doesn't always seem to add up, does it?
No, if you think about it too much, it can ruin the most sane person. But if you can't handle being on an airplane, take the bus, take a car.
Don't travel alone.
Well, maybe, yeah, for sure. Have a buddy with you, for sure. That's a good point. Number four. Story then on the internet today about this tattoo addict who has covered every inch of his body with tattoos.
Yes.
And is
time
now
to start over again.
I don't know if I can. Let me see if I can show you a picture of this guy. It's safe to say enough's enough.
Uh-huh.
I want you to look at the picture of this cat. Tell me if you think he's had enough work done. Tattoo wise. Every inch of this guy is covered in tattoos. And it looks like blackface.
Yes.
This guy's gonna get his ass kicked at some point. He has gone to incredible lengths to cover his entire body with black
tattoos. Fantastic Night Watchman, though.
He's also, by the way, tattooed the inside of his lips black.
Gotta.
And his eyeballs, he's tattooed black. Uh-huh. Your eyeballs?
Again, that's one of those situations where you're a parent, you've just had a baby boy, you think it's the greatest thing ever.
27 years ago, this couple welcomed this baby boy, and they were so thrilled. And now strangers are talking about him in a basement and how ridiculous he looks. Oh, you must
careful
be so...
what you wish for.
I'm just saying.
It's been 10 years he's been going through this tattoo transformation. Several coats of black tattoos color his skin permanently. It's
yeah, you
black.
Can't see anything.
He looks like Slender Man or, oh gosh, there's something in my kid on
Yellow that. Man.
No, Black Man, but like, he looks like on Owen Plays the Minecraft, there's these characters called like, I think they're called Endermans. That's what he looks like. He's just pure black from head to toe, and it looks like he's had the inside of his mouth tattooed as well. He says, again, he had his eyeballs dyed to complete the look. He says, in my opinion, the only person who will ever only understand my transition properly is me.
Oh, okay. We'll go with that.
I don't attempt to describe it to anyone. I've always been blown away by art itself. Picasso is a huge childhood inspiration.
Yeah, but what you have now is not art. You can't differentiate any of the tattoos.
Especially abstract art. But I do like all forms of art. Body art was just the next logical step for me growing up. I wanted to look like an abstract character in one of Picasso's paintings. I love the abstract look. No thought. Just pure expression. Tattooing the whites of your eyeballs involves delicately injecting ink in between two layers of the cereal of the eye and then letting it spread out. He admits that there are horrifying consequences if the procedure goes wrong. But he says, quote, "That's the risk you take, letting anyone near your eyes."
Fugumi!
Even trained surgeons can make mistakes. Body modification is a risk-taker's lifestyle. Wow, I don't understand how.
How you don't get hit by a car at night?
Well, you don't get hit by a car at noon. This cat is just he's just a walking shadow.
Five.
Finally, number five on the old top five things, the Las Vegas airport has started something. And I think this is very helpful. They've started out what they call amnesty bins, uh-huh. And they're all over the airport. Next time you go to Vegas, you're going to see these green trash cans.
Uh-huh. Do I want one?
Well, maybe. Yeah. The idea is, you know, legal weed is a thing in Vegas.
Oh, sure.
So you might have a bunch of weed on you as you go to the
you
airport.
You don't feel comfortable taking home?
And it's like, oh, I can't bring this on the plane.
Well, I could.
Well, you're not supposed to. They've got these 10 green amnesty boxes to prevent federal transportation agents from finding pot on you during security screenings. Again, it's legal in Nevada, but it's banned by the U.S. government. Now, if you're flying from Nevada to California, where it's also legal, would that be okay? Or is the fact that the federal government's involved in getting you from one state to another, does that somehow make it illegal? My guess is you're not supposed to have it on a plane in any way, shape, or form.
Probably not.
Yeah, they put these in last week following a county ban on marijuana possession.
So just drop it in there, huh?
Yeah.
And then who gets to keep that? The janitor?
They are bolted to the ground and designed so marijuana and prescription drugs can only be dropped in, not taken out.
Except you're the janitor.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. You're going to end up having, like, marijuana raccoons just going in there looking to dig through the trash, right?
Yeah.
If you know there's a bin full of weed,
yeah, those
free
things,
weed.
Those things are going to just get ripped off the wall.
Right? They say that these amnesty boxes are offered as a way to help people comply with the ordinances. TSA agents normally hand over marijuana-related cases to local law enforcement. But the Vegas cops say they haven't issued any tickets since, like, September. So there you go. These boxes are also at two airports in Colorado where recreational marijuana is also legal. They also offer these amnesty boxes. This is the way the world's going. And
I like it.
Yeah, those are your top five things.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Coming up on Friday, March 30th, Loving Vincent, the world's first fully painted feature film. Also coming to the Orpheum Theater, magician Bill Blagg, comedian Henry Cho, Peter Pan Jr., and more, including Kevin Smith.
Well,
I hope he makes it.
Yeah, about that.
Now, right now, they've got him booked for April 13th, and the last time I looked, four seats are available. Only four. So this might be your last chance to see him. Literally.
Well, we'll keep you posted on things because Kevin Kevin suffered a massive heart attack last night.
He did, and I haven't spoke to Kevin down in Galesburg, but as of right now, they haven't changed the date on anything.
He was doing two shows, and he was feeling sick after the first show, so he canceled the second show. And he says, if I hadn't canceled that second show, I'd be dead.
Yeah.
He had 100% blockage of the LAD artery. That's known as the Widowmaker.
Uh-huh.
And he says, if I hadn't canceled show two to go to the hospital, I would have died tonight. But for now, I'm still above ground.
See, I think he's got plenty of time to make that April 13th date.
Well, here's hoping.
There's if there's a change in that date or anything, we'll certainly let you know. But if you didn't think it was an urgent situation to get your tickets, how much more proof do you need? That show is almost sold out. Get those today. Tickets are available for all the shows at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews. The Orpheum Theater is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also on in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And don't forget that Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift for every occasion, because everybody loves Capriati's. Mention Nacho Radio, and what's going to happen is you're going to get a medium sub, but only pay the price of a small one.
If you guys watch the show This Is Us, I need some clarification on this, because I don't quite understand. I'm not going to watch the show. I have no interest in watching the show. I'm not. And if you watch the show, that's great. I hope you enjoy it. But it says here, I'm reading this Kevin Smith article, that the Widowmaker heart attack is what killed the dad on This Is Us.
I thought he died because a crock pot exploded.
That's what I thought, too. I thought a crock pot burnt the house down to the ground. The crockpot didn't kill
him? And apparently the crockpot people weren't happy about it.
Well, no. It's hard enough selling a crockpot in 2018 without being told they're going to burn your house to the ground.
Which I don't think they're gonna.
No.
I think they took some real liberties with that.
Absolutely did. So help us figure this out. Did the guy on This Is Us die from a heart attack, or did the crockpot kill him? Because I thought this whole time it was the crockpot.
Tried to blame it on the crockpot. Blame it on a boogie.
I tweeted something about the crockpot death and how the crockpot killed him, and Denise Hanitka, the anchor at Channel 8, said, "That's not what happened, you dummy."
The crockpot, this crockpot death is a crock.
Yeah. And then it all went to pot.
Blame it on the boogie.
Kevin Smith having that heart attack, he describes his symptoms. He says he started puking out of nowhere.
Yep, that's one of them.
This is the thing. If you start puking out of nowhere,
that's one of them.
That could be a heart attack.
Sure could.
He says, after the first show, I felt kind of nauseous. I threw up a little, but it didn't seem to help. Then I started sweating buckets and my chest felt
heavy. Yes, there's another one.
Turns out I had a massive heart attack. Yeah. Excessive sweating when you're not really doing anything to work out.
If you're having a heart attack, do not remain silent.
Sometimes these Widowmakers, there's no warning signs. But sweating buckets when you're not doing anything,
yeah,
that's no good.
Unless you're our friend Ben.
Tightness of your chest, also not good. He says, death, Kevin Smith, who's coming to the Orpheum Theater.
Yes.
We're pretty sure in April.
Yeah, well, that's what he's supposed to be there.
If he's a man of his word. He says, death was always the thing I was most terrified of in life.
Okay. Where else would you be terrified of it?
But he said, this guy just stared into the abyss hours ago, and he's writing his thoughts.
I know that, but where?
Damn it, would you cut him some slack?
But you,
duh, what a dumb thing to say.
Dead people aren't afraid of death.
Well, he says throughout the experience, while this whole thing was going on, he
very
says,
serene?
He says he was filled with a sense of calm. Quote, well, I've
had
a great life.
Probably the drugs I had in you.
Well, no, this was while it was happening, when he was realizing, okay, this is all coming to an end. He says, I've had a great life, loved by parents who raised me to become the individual I am. I've had a weird, wonderful career in all sorts of media, amazing friends, the best wife in the world, and an incredible daughter who made me a dad. But as I stared into the infinite, I realized I was relatively content. Yes, I'd miss life as it moved on without me, and I was bummed we weren't going to get to make Jay and Silent Bob 3 reboot before I shuffle loose the mortal coil. But generally speaking, I was okay with the end. If this was going to be it, I've gotten to do so many cool things and I've had so many adventures. How could I be pissed about finally paying the tab? It's interesting, man. Yeah. And now this night with Kevin Smith is going to be even...
He's got something to really talk about.
Right?
You think what you got was good? Wait till you see this show.
You're not going to believe what Kevin Smith has to say about things.
He's seen the other side.
He's been to the infinite. He's
Did staring. You see my grandma? Yes, I did.
So when it's question and answer time, now instead of people asking about Jay and Silent Bob, it'll be like, was my dog in heaven?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed, that happened.
Yeah, that was there.
Oh, wow.
Although I don't think it's really fair for a spirit to have to be a dog in heaven for you. It's like maybe they would like to be a person.
No, you don't. Do you think that's what happens? You think dogs? Why would a
You're
dog
relegated to dogdom in heaven?
Well, yes.
I got to be a dog for eternity?
They probably think it's BS that we have to be humans in heaven.
That could be.
Right?
That could be. They probably feel sorry for us.
I'm certain you're right about that.
Spent $300 on my dog today. Nothing's wrong with it.
Which one?
Josinko.
How's everything going?
He's fine.
Yeah? Everything's going to be okay?
He's fine.
Was just checkups or what?
Well, it would check up. He's been kind of sluggish and he's too young and too little. He's a little troublemaker to be sluggish. Yeah, you know, I guess.
Clusterfuck's wondering if Kevin Smith's going to turn into like a John Edwards thing now, where he's just going to maybe messages from beyond the great beyond.
Well, he's seen it.
Well, he knew that the end was coming, and he says he was filled with a sense of
calm. Let me ask you this, Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
You saw the other side. Is there a snack bar? Because they always say you can't take it with you. I think maybe I should, in case there is a snack bar.
McDonald's Shamrock Shake has its own app now.
Have you had one yet?
You know that I have.
Have you?
Absolutely.
With whipped cream?
Of course.
Oof. It's a lot of whipped cream.
You know what? I ordered one. I didn't have it. The wife and the boy split it. I didn't get any of it.
Hmm.
Now that you mention it.
Now, did you go with it?
I have purchased one. I've held one. I've brought one home. I haven't had one yet.
Now, did they go with some of the chocolate in there,
No,
too?
We're going to be doing that next.
That's the next one?
Yeah, because so as the boy is enjoying the Shamrock Shake, I explained to him, you know, sometimes...
You know what your mom likes.
You know what mom likes to do is put a little chocolate in there. And he looked at me like, well, this is a game changer. And he's like, why didn't you get that? And I said, well, I thought you should experience a Shamrock Shake on its own before we start introducing things. You got to crawl before you can walk.
You know what your mom likes? Oh, I think I'm a little young for that.
we have this talk, do we?
I'm only in third grade.
Shamrock Shakes are back, and the Minty Treat has its own app.
Sure.
So it'll tell you which McDonald's have the Shamrock Shakes.
Shouldn't they all have them?
Apparently they don't. I guess that's up to the individual restaurants.
Don't know that I've ever had one.
In addition to helping you find the nearest Shamrock Shake, this Shamrock Shake app also features a brand new camera mode featuring an augmented reality experience for the iPhone X. So you can look through your camera and it will look like imaginary Shamrock Shakes are all over the place. When did the Shamrock Shake come out? When was it first introduced?
Ooh, good question.
I do know the answer.
I'll say 1981.
The answer is 1970.
Ooh.
Shamrock Shake was introduced in 1970, available only for a limited time, usually right around St. Patrick's Day is when they pull the plug.
Just a couple years after the Big Mac.
Yeah. I mean, that was the
Big Mac is 50 years old. Why aren't they celebrating that?
Big Mac came out in 1968?
Yes.
And they're not doing a 50...
Yes, they're dropping the ball.
It doesn't make any sense. Nationwide, it rolled out in 1968. Everybody,
what is going on here?
Darren's story checks out.
Of course it does.
Well, maybe this is a big push for the summer. Maybe it's the summer of the Big Mac. I have to imagine that they're going to do a big...
50 years of the Mac?
It could be...
They don't want to draw attention to it?
They don't want people thinking it's old.
It's an old sandwich?
Yeah, it could be that a 50-year anniversary isn't as cool for a hamburger as it is for, like, Sergeant Pepper's or
The White Album.
I saw Kurt Cobain would have been 50 the other day. Would it have been his 50th birthday?
Not even close.
We got Kurt Cobain and the Big Mac the same year. Isn't that marvelous? The Big Mac. Yeah, you would think they would do some sort of giant promotion for that.
Not interested.
I bet they do something for the summertime. Don't you think? Eating vegetables is good for people who have depression. New study says that eating vegetables and whole grains slashes your risk of depression by more than 10%. The DASH diet, they call it.
You know who likes to eat vegetables?
Animals?
Zombies.
Zombies eat brains.
Of vegetables.
I don't think that's...
Consider yourself zinged.
Zing of the day.
Zing of the day. It's brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company.
I think that's a good place to end the show. Blah, blah, blah. Eat vegetables. You won't be depressed. And let's end on Darren's hilarious idea of zombies looking for people in comas. So
I got to get my vegetables.
The DASH diet reduces people's likelihood of developing depression by up to 11%, according to this new study. That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
And now, before we get completely out of here, we want to wish a happy birthday. Oh, birthday barn!
We have a barn of some sort?
We got a birthday barn.
We'll fire it up!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to our guy, Kyle Norris. With Uncle Norm's fireworks, of course, don't you know?
Of course!
It's his birthday today, so happy birthday. That comes from his wife, Amanda, also of said Uncle Norm's fireworks. She also wrote, I'm pretty sure I was remember hearing on a podcast the backstory of a wall spray. Now,
If you want it.
But wall spray goes all the way back to the old show.
Yeah, that was back when we were on Rock 104.
And also Zeke Mack. Now, the Zeke Mack, that developed during the actual podcast, I believe.
Zeke Mack is a meal?
Yes.
Yes, I believe that's a podcast thing.
That's a podcast thing.
But the story
thing.
Of Zeke Mack and his roommates.
Yes, that goes back to the actual show.
What was the roommate's name?
I don't know.
Because the roommate had a great name, too. It's like Zeke Mack and his roommate...
Roger. So anyway, but this is what she mentions. She mentions that she's trying to find all that. She said she's a patron.
Thank you for your support.
She's starting from the beginning again.
Oh my gosh.
I know it. So I said, okay, well, that's if you're actually doing that, then... Make sure you send us any forgotten gems that we can pass along to the patrons, other patrons that they might, they might want to go back and check out. And she, what did she write back? I believe it's episode 34.
Uh-huh.
Something called Sheep Apnea.
There was a text on the Harrington's Pub text line the other day.
Concerning sheep apnea?
470-23-NACHO, and it was somebody who was on like episode 30. And they said it was a bit about revenge cake. And I had to text back. It was someone texted in saying, I'm re-listening to an old episode 30-something. And this thing about revenge cake has me peeing my pants laughing. And I had to go, look, I'm sorry. I don't remember what that is. Fill me in.
No.
And it was something where somebody was just being a jerk and they bought the last cake. And they said it's totally worth
being... Oh, is that the one of... It's not the
woman who threw the cake.
Or punted a cake.
That's a different story.
Okay.
This was a different story than that. Anyway, this patron was saying that this is someone who's at the $7 a month level.
Yeah.
And they say it's the best $7 they ever spend, so they can go back and listen to shows like
well,
that.
Well, then
so.
We suggest that others do that as well. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year. And enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee, loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join the loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmokecoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our fine patrons, which you can become at Podbean, podbean.com, as well as everyone who shops amazon.com using the link on nachoradio.com. The podcast, again, has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with the Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. So do that today. If you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I got to do this. I have to do this.
Beehive in an Ashburn yard came tumbling down today. We told you the story yesterday of two Ashburn men who were afraid to even sit on their porch because of the massive hive. It was even scary to tree cutters. Well, help arrived today. And WLB News 10 Stephanie Springer was there. She's here in the studio now to show us what happened.
I love that this is a story. We told you yesterday on the news, and now we're going to follow up.
Yeah, it's a follow-up.
This is a follow-up story to a giant waste of your time on yesterday's
From newscast. Yesterday.
Yes, this is from WALB Channel 10 in Albany, Georgia.
Well, roommate...
And this is Stephanie Springer. Now, I've tried to look up Stephanie Springer, this news reporter. Doesn't look like she's doing news anymore. Okay. And this might have been the story that killed her career.
Could have been it.
Because you can hear at the end of the piece... You can hear her completely realize what a waste her entire life has been. Mm. But here's Stephanie telling the story that can't be told enough on this show.
Zeke Mack and Carrie Moore awoke to a huge...
The fact that comes... It takes on a life of its own now, doesn't it?
Zeke Mack! And Carrie Moore!
Prize today. City
Start
workers pulled
again.
Up...
Start that over again.
And Stephanie Springer was there. She's here in the studio now to show us what happened. Well, roommates Zeke Mack and Carrie Moore awoke to a huge surprise.
This is the best.
Today, city workers pulled up around 9:30 and sprayed the beehive, and slowly those bees dropped to the ground. Then it was time to bring down the hive, which was a bit nerve-wracking for those roommates.
And by the way, roommates. This is the Deep South, so they're roommates.
Zeke Mack and his roommate Carrie are finally able to relax on their front porch.
City come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed.
Now that they half of them on the ground, I feel a little better. And I can sit on the porch a little longer.
That's Zeke, by the way.
Of course it is.
Zeke is the gentleman who says, I feel a little bit better. I can sit on the porch.
If you want it.
It's a pesky bees they had been dealing with for months. We're finally dead.
That's the emotion. Yeah. So they're still out here. Got a lot of them down. They sprayed. Got a lot of them down here now. They're still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the porch. But they still need to come out here and spray some up. There's still a lot of them still up there.
They still had to deal with the occasional visitor.
There got one right there. See a lot of bees coming this way, so I just get up and go that way.
So they came up with ways.
Such a great strategy. When a lot of bees are coming this way.
When they shuck, I jive.
A lot of bees coming this way.
That's I go that way.
Zeke Mack gonna go over that way.
Zeke Mack's going
dealing with the stray bees until the tree cutters got rid of the branch with the hive. Today, our camera was rolling when the brave tree cutter took his chainsaw to the branch with the hive.
Keep thinking about it.
I got some wall spray.
As Mack and Moore anxiously watched from afar.
And then as he's cutting it down, Zeke and his roommate Carrie are watching. As the chainsaw starts, they just start sauntering backwards away from the scene of the saw. Well, let's move back a little. That branch going to hit us right in the head.
Yep.
I'll move back. When the bees go this way, I go that
I'm
way.
So sticky. Oh,
so sticky.
Oh!
Listen to this noise Zeke makes.
And once the hive came down, everyone crowded around to get a closer look.
What it feel like? Oh. Sticky.
More than that, say it's a...
What'd it feel like? Oh.
Ooh, what's it feel like? I'm going to put my penis in.
What'd it feel like? Ooh, sticky.
Big weight off their shoulders.
Well, I'm glad it's down. Now I can sit on the foot and relax.
Yep, that's history now.
And now they can finally return to their everyday life. And the men say they plan to put back the porch light they removed back this weekend. Since no bees should no longer be a problem, they say they plan to celebrate now that those bees are gone with the barbecue so they can enjoy their porch in peace.
She can't get through it. And that, but now that bee, this whole bee story is history. Okay, honestly, we could play that audio once a week.
You can't. That can't be any. That's not. You can't write any better than that. I don't care if it's A Wonderful Life. You don't do it.
Name one Hollywood movie that's made you laugh as much as that news story in the last 8 years. You can't do it. You can't. In the last 8 years, has anything from Hollywood been released that's as good as that story?
Not to my knowledge.
The answer is no, of course not. All right, that's going to have to do it for this show. Until we get a chance to do it for you again, which will be, when you want to do it? Like,
we're
tomorrow?
Back at it tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow we'll have another show for you. Until we get a chance to do it for you, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
All right, show's over, I'm tired.